It's Wednesday, December 4th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. T-Mobile launches 5G, the Russian Wikipedia, what words can Amazon partners now say, and CIOs talk security. Does it differentiate? This is the Business of Tech. T-Mobile has launched its 5G network nationwide, turning the network on Monday, and the first two phones that can use it launch on Friday. The launch uses the low-band 5G on the 600 MHz spectrum, although the company is also implementing millimeter wave technology for faster coverage. This is the first major carrier in the U.S. with nationwide coverage. The U.S. is not the first country to achieve 5G coverage nationwide, as South Korea and China both have nationwide 5G coverage. All four U.S. carriers have coverage in some cities, and the U.K., Switzerland, and Spain also have coverage in select cities. Why do we care? The implementation of the networks is certainly required to make 5G a reality. Here it is. However, let's note there are actually two kinds of 5G, low band that gets range, and millimeter wave that is much faster but short range and struggles with walls. And for the wrinkle, not all devices will support both kinds. An example, in a recent JP Morgan investor note, there's speculation that the 2020 iPhones may be different, with the Pro units connecting to millimeter wave and low band, but the standard only the low band. Now this is speculation, but it shows the detail to be concerned with as a technology implementer. What kind of 5G are you talking about, and which is both available and appropriate for the task? The internet continues to splinter as the Russian government is setting up its own Wikipedia. Russia's President Vladimir Putin declared Wikipedia unreliable last month, and this move to set up its own is designed to allow people to find, quote, reliable information that is constantly updated on the basis of scientifically verified sources of knowledge, end quote. Why do we care? This is the trend. There are two internets forming, one with authoritarian governments and one with democratic governments. The BBC is running a piece about the Chinese split from the main internet and its effect as well, with link in the show notes. The next question of who leads in the democratic internet will be determined by privacy and data protection laws. Will the U.S. dominate the conversation, or will European-based privacy protections drive companies to change over time to conform with these regulations? That is the second trend to be watching with this transformation. In a change in tone, Amazon, whose reInvent conference is going on this week, has made a change to their infamous restricted words list, now allowing the terms multi-cloud, cross-cloud, any cloud, or every cloud. Still banned are the names of rivals. For context, this is for speakers and presentations, as well as its branding guide for partners. Why do we care? This is a subtle but important shift. My take is not that there is a strategy change, but with competitors like Microsoft, Google, and IBM coming at Amazon, this is more making it slightly easier to do business with a company. Microsoft in particular has done a very good job of positioning themselves as multi-cloud and multi-platform, with as many partnerships as they can support, and being too hard-line on the reality of the marketplace makes no sense. This lets Amazon position aggressively, but not make life too hard for their partners. It's a recognition of reality to take seriously. The world is multi-cloud. In a survey of CIOs, only 25% feel their work in security, cloud, or modernization of platforms is differentiated from competitors. Only 15% give their organization's top marks for having advanced digital maturity. 82% cite security as their top priority, ahead of cloud at 68 and modernization of platforms at 66. This all from a study by Adobe. Why do we care? With all the talk of needs for security, it's important to highlight that that is not a differentiator alone. There's a bigger opportunity in helping organizations deliver solutions that have measurable business outcomes from technology. Security is a priority, but not a differentiator. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Episode 35 is out, the discussion about cultural norms after the discussion of AI ethics. The guys move into how Google constantly adjusts its algorithm, and a listener topic about companies that negotiate or pay off ransomware. Should you or your clients negotiate with the criminals? Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. This is the last road day for me, so look for some upcoming announcements about new shows on the MSP Radio Network. Sign up for our newsletter at mspradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for updates, and looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.